Well, a key chance tomorrow in the Livermore Hawkesbury Gold Cup is mighty lucky, and we've got Chris O'Brien, who'll take the ride on one of his favourite horses tomorrow with us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, he just seems to have come back a little bit better. Take us through that first up run.
The hallmark. He got back, travelled reasonably well, didn't really handle the track till probably about the 300. And from the 300 to the winning post, he just made up a lot of ground on a day where they weren't making up a lot of ground. So he ticked a lot of boxes.
Obviously, a totally different surface tomorrow. You've drawn a little bit wide in the race, but he's a horse that just seems to be able to turn it on. If he's come back with a sort of run like that the other day, then hopefully he's made the progression.
I think he has, Andrew. He pulled up very well after the race, and he hasn't looked back since it. He's gone ahead and leaps and bounds, basically.
You rode him on Tuesday there at Gosford on the course proper. Did he give you that good feel?
He did, and he pulled up really well. Even though he goes into it second up over a mile, he did the same last year and sort of just got knocked off, basically.
Yeah, he's just a trier, isn't he?
He is. He gives 110%, basically.
Yeah.
He is really honest old horse, actually.
With that draw tomorrow, mate, is it a case of summarising the pace early and just see where you can be? That longer straight helps in some way with a horse like Mighty Lucky?
Yes, it does. The speed on paper looks good. I think he drew roughly the same last year and ended up in a pretty good spot. So hopefully we can end up in somewhere similar tomorrow.
Yeah. He's a grand horse, as we've spoken about there, but Fred Cowell must just love him.
He does, actually. Freddie just adores him. Unfortunately, Fred's been in hospital lately, so it's basically we're training by correspondence. But he's going the right way.
Oh, good luck to him. I was unaware of that, mate. Is he out?
I think he's being shifted to rehab so they can get him up walking and that. But I was talking to him on Saturday. He was out for the day, and he's quite happy the way things are going.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's a good sign. Well, mate, it sounds like just off what you're saying from that hallmark run and the gallop on Tuesday that he can be in the finish somewhere tomorrow there.
Well, hopefully we can go one better than last year.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's right. Yeah. I'm just trying to find the horse's form from exactly where you drew. You drew eight last year in the Hawkesbury Cup. He finished, as you say, he got beaten half a length in the end by Emma Varsio, but you settled midfield in that running last year and went oh so close.
He did, yes. So I think he's in the same boat as he was last year, so hopefully he can go one better.
Good on you, Chris. Thanks for joining us, talking about one of your favourite horses, Mighty Lucky. Hope it's a great result for you tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Andrew.